we're trying to prepare the next group of students coming up. So, okay, we're going to trust you with this. It's allowing you to lead them, but not micromanage. So I think that's helped me because I tend to, it's kind of become my baby to make sure this thing is safe and we're like, it's going to be awesome.
This is the Grace Story Podcast. Today, we have the opportunity to catch up with Professor David Ray and a couple students from the hardworking engineering department here at Grace College. They have been investing their time in a really exciting project that is culminating at the end of this academic year with a trip to Arizona, I believe, for the SAE Baja competition. So I'm going to start with you, Professor Ray, and just tell us, you're new. So just tell us first your story of like, how'd you even get to Grace?
Yeah, so I came here from Zimmer Biomet. I was there for 13 years. I actually have 37 years of industry experience. And interestingly enough, I always told my wife, even right as I graduated from Purdue, I'm like, someday I want to come back and be a professor. And I always thought that that would be at Purdue. But I think God had
something much better.
Yeah, something much better in mind. And so some doors just opened last year, and I decided to come on full time. So I'm really excited to be here.
Okay, so in year one, you decide to take on this endeavor.
Yes.
So like, start with what is it?
Yes.
And why did you choose this as a project opportunity?
Yeah, I think our department chair, Fred Wentworth, has had this vision for a while, and then finally we made this a reality this year. This is the Baja competition is where you basically build a dune buggy type car, and there is a lot of requirements around it. And there's a 132-page document, I think, and so and most of that document is around how the requirements around the frame and the welding, because we actually have to design, build, weld our own frame, and it has to be safe. And so the most of those are around those safety requirements. But you also have some other requirements that are in there. So obviously with 132 pages, there's a lot of them. And you have certain things along the way that you have to demonstrate. You have to do some presentations and some design reviews. And then once you get finally to the competition and you've overcome all that and made sure that you you achieved your budget and those kind of things, because you're tracking all your costs along the way. So once you get through all that, then you actually go to the race. And the first day or two is really more just passing inspections. And so it's just making sure that everything is built to the criteria that you set out at the beginning. And then after that, there's several what they call static events. There's some presentations, some other things. And then finally, you get into Thursday and Friday to dynamic events, where we're actually doing everything from a hill climb to a sled pull to various performance kind of things, where you go through a very rugged track. And then finally, it kind of concludes at the end, at the last day, with a four-hour kind of endurance race. And so it's really a quite the competition. Now, the competition is basically not only national, but we actually have some international teams there. There's the race that we're going to be in Arizona actually has 80 teams, and there's big name schools there from well, I went to Purdue, so I could say Purdue, Michigan. There's Arizona State. You just go on and on with the big name schools that are there. And so we're excited to go there as a Christian college to represent, Christ to an audience that we may not normally get to be exposed to, which is a really cool opportunity for us. So we're really excited about it.
That's awesome. Okay, same for you guys. Like names, how did you get to Grace? Keldon, we'll start with you.
All right. Well, my name's Keldon. Yeah, so I just always wanted to go to a small Christian college. That's what my parents kind of did, and I had a lot of connections from my high school that came here, so I kind of had a foot in the door already and took a visit, and I was like, yeah, this is
where'd you go to high school?
Shenandoah High School.
Oh, yeah, okay, awesome.
But, yeah, so just from people I knew and then visiting, I was like, this is where I want to go.
Yeah.
And then I've always kind of wanted to do engineering. It's always just, I don't know, I like math and everything, so just went into it, and then I've liked it ever since. So
made sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Nate. I grew up pretty close to the area. Went to Northwood High School. What drew me here? Well, initially my sister came here first, who plays basketball. So I was here that my senior year. She's a year older than me a lot, just kind of hanging out, and I went on the tours with her. Then when I met with the professors, Fred and David Winyard, David Ray had not been on full time, just seeing how much they cared for the students and the interaction. I'm very hands-on, and like the machining and all those hands-on projects with the robotics and electrical stuff, those are required. Those aren't electives. So I like that we have to do that, because it's good to know both sides. Yeah. So just the relationships and just that form of learning is something that I saw as beneficial for me.
All right. So you guys, first year doing this, you guys signed up for this. Like, walk us through for you from the beginning to now, what's the process looked like for you to make this work? So one of you choose who wants to take this one.
All
right, let's hear it.
Well, so first, just seeing it, like, that's awesome. That's I think all of our dream, I don't know about any engineer's dream, is to make something that we can race around and get dirty in the sand and mud. So just initially it's like, yeah, that's something we want. And then, like, this is a time commitment. Like,
yeah, okay, then he gave you the 132-page doc, and you're okay. Like, oh.
Yeah, we can't just make it. Like, there's requirements, and which makes it practical. It makes sense. And it's like, okay, we want to put the time into it, but do we have the resources and the money to do that? And luckily, this is a great place to be around. There's a lot of people who want to support engineering. So, okay, we checked that box off. It's like, let's do it. We've got a good group of guys and girls doing this, and devoted staff, so... we started, but it took a lot of design. The first half of the year of the footage is all design, CAD, paperwork, boring stuff. But we just got into the manufacturing, and that's when it's really coming to life. So that's about where we're at. Kind of the bare bones structure of it. It's not looking pretty yet, but it's close to driving.
So, Keldon, talk about the practical aspects then. Like, what have you, you know, now that you've gotten to your senior year, and now I'm sure you've done hands-on stuff before, but this is just like next level. What has it been like for you to see the practical nature of what you've learned, and how do you think that's going to benefit you in your career?
Yeah, so it's actually like our senior design class, and our prof, Nolan Jones, for that, he's got a lot of industry experience in project leading, and so he's really helped us start from scratch. Like, Nate was talking about how I wanted to go in on this. Like, that decision was at the end of last school year. Like, yeah, we were already thinking ahead, already, like, starting on design of the cart back then. So, he's been a big help of just, like, project timeline. Like, you gotta meet these deadlines. You gotta set them for yourself. So you gotta divvy up work between groups, who's leading this, who's leading that. And so just a big, like, schedule that we have laid out, and just knowing who's leading has helped us kind of just follow our steps here and there. Don't get ahead of yourself here. Stay on track there. So I would say just the massive, like, knowing the rules, like, everything coming together, it's really important to follow your schedule. And Nolan's been great at, like, helping us do that. And that's such a, like, a industry thing to know. Like, we both had internships at Zimmer Biomet. And, like, if I would have had this before that, like, it just makes everything more clear. Like, you really have to follow deadlines and know your deadlines and know what you can and can't do, what you need help on. So there's a lot that goes into it, but Nolan's been a big help on that.
I was impressed when, you know, I even asked, and you know, what's going on with the car? And you're like, well, we're supposed to be driving it in 9 days. Like, you set that a long time ago, yeah, of the time at which the it's supposed to be ready to go and actually move, and you're on time, which is congratulations on that. So Professor Ray, you talked about your industry experience. First, I'd like to see, how does this apply from your experience to how's this going to equip them to go into industry? And then the second thing I'd love for you to touch on is just, like, what have you been proud of?
Yeah, so I would say that for the industry experience, it's directly applicable, because there's not too many projects that you can get into, in an endeavor like this, where you get to go from design to build to actually performing at the end, right? And so they're getting
so many engineers that actually put the knee in their body, right?
Exactly.
You know, like you guys actually get to drive the thing. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, you typically when you go into industry, you're either on a development team or you're on the manufacturing team. You never get to see the whole thing, but they need to learn how to appreciate what each of those roles have to go through. Now, a lot of times when we've gone through some machining, you know, we had some parts that have been difficult to machine. And we've experienced some tool breakage and other things that happen along the way that we just didn't anticipate that's cost some additional money. And then we also failed some testing, and we had to overcome those kind of failed testing. And so that's real world when you have to adjust for contingencies. So they're learning to adjust for contingencies. And so and we've successfully passed all those tests now, and we've overcome all those obstacles. So and that's very real world. I mean, you never go through a development project where it just goes completely smooth all the way to the end. There's always loops and resets and meetings and things. And so and then just the overall project management, you've heard about them talking about timelines and trying to figure that out. We have a weekly 8:30 meeting where we just have all the entire team, including the juniors and the sophomores and the freshmen that are on the team, talking through the where they're at on each of the items to make sure everything's tracking. So we're kind of managing the entire project from a timeline perspective. So
what have you been proud of? What you've seen from these seniors?
Yeah. So it's really impressed me of how much they've taken ownership and how much they really love this and how much time they're really putting into this. I came back a couple weeks ago just to pick something up in my office, and it was probably 9 or 10 at night, you know. So, and I look in the shop and the machines and they're running. And so, you know, and sometimes I'll come in on a Saturday or something and there's somebody in here working, you know. So these guys have been 24/7 and they've been sticking it out. And so they're a team that I didn't say in the beginning, but they're a team that is small in comparison to some of these big schools. You know, the big schools will have 20 to 30 or more team members on their team, and we've got 11, and really about 5 or 6 of them are mostly the full time. And so so I'm proud of their work ethic, their ability to kind of stay on task and just overcome obstacles that they've been presented. So yeah, it's really cool.
If you guys had to pick one thing that you'd say you've learned from this experience, what's the biggest lesson you've learned from this experience?
Well, like you mentioned, there's so much that goes into it. So it's taking ownership of things, but then also trusting your teammates. Like you're going to get this done, and then we're trying to prepare the next group of students coming up. So, okay, we're going to trust you with this. It's allowing you to lead them, but not micromanage. So I think that's helped me because I tend to, it's kind of become my baby to make sure this thing is safe and we're like, it's going to be awesome.
You're the one actually driving it too. Yeah. So you really want it to be safe.
Yeah. Really got ownership.
So, I need to just trust them, and it's good for people to take ownership for different things and just understandings. Like I don't know as much as you in this. So it's good for, not being so micromanaging, I guess.
I mean, I was kind of actually going to go along the lines of kind of what he said with, like, knowing what you can take and what you can give to others was a big thing for me. Like, I like to design. I like to do a lot of the CAD work. And so when we're looking at all of our work and our timeline, we're like, we're going to have to give some of this to the underclassmen. And part of me is like, I just want to do all of it. But I gotta trust them with that. And they're doing great. They've actually stepped up like really well, and they're doing really good work. But that, and along with just knowing like how to learn something that you haven't done before, I think is huge. Like, you get projects in engineering sometimes where you have to learn the subject and then you can start designing. So like, I wasn't super knowledgeable of Baja, so just like learning what you're going to be doing and then doing it like, that's a whole process itself before you even start. So
I think the thing I'm really struck by in this conversation is, you know, when I think engineering, right, I think math and complicated work done on CAD, and what you don't always think about is like teamwork, and delegation and timelines and all of those other necessary things that aren't less necessary, the meat and potatoes of engineering, but are just as, if not more important to the overall accomplishment of the goal and, what life lessons there are there, regardless of what you do. Well, let me end with this because, so tell us a little bit about the competition itself and what you're looking forward to, and then tell us what you hope to do after you graduate.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to just seeing all this work that we put into just pay off. And it's not very often that us being a small Christian school, we get to compete against these big D1 schools and I have a chance, I'd like to think. So just being able to be out there, compete, show what we are and our like what we live for and why we're doing this. It's a great way to show our show God and salvation and the gospel through just how we act. That's awesome. And I don't know if it's difficult to talk to some engineers because they're very my way or the highway. But learning humility in this and asking those teams for help, because it's actually a very strong community in the Baja. So they want to share and they want to learn. So I'm excited to get to go meet those people we've been talking to from across the country on the Discord. We get to meet them and compete with them after helping each other out, or maybe more so them helping us. But just get to all this hard work to pay off.
That's awesome. And what do you plan to do after graduation?
After I graduate, I plan to be working at PWI. They actually helped us out so much in this project. They're a small Christian company in Napanee, and I interned there last summer. So they want to do all they can to make sure that we have the material they need. A steel and welding company is what they are. Yep. So they do a lot of the cutting and bending of the sheet metal, painting it. They're going to paint it for us. So,
So they've helped you out a ton, and that's hopefully going to lead then to a job in the future.
Right.
That's awesome. Keldon?
Yeah. So, as far as the competition goes, like Nate was saying, it's just cool that we get to meet all these different teams that we've been talking to, getting advice from, and then it's always cool to just see other designs too at the competition. Like, oh, we can do that next year, or, just taking notes in your head. But we're excited. Like Nate was saying, like our mission statement actually for this project is to use Baja SA as a segue to display God's love, humility, and kindness to all those we come in contact with. Wow. So, like, when we went and visited a race in Michigan before we started, and, like, we just got a lot of help from a lot of teams. We're like, that was really nice of them, and a lot of humility and kindness. And we're like, we want to show that back when we're there. And if there's other, new teams coming, just like we did to the competition, just show them, hey, this is what we did, this is what you shouldn't do, and just help them out and stuff. But it's a good strong community, actually just a bunch of college students that enjoy making and building something that'll race and get dirty. But yeah, it's been fun. And then as far as what I want to do after college, I was thinking after my internship this last summer, I went to a automation company called QSI, and that kind of made me think about that industry. I hadn't really thought about that industry before, but I really like all the automation cells and designing for manufacturing. I don't know. I like to design. So there's a lot of design and automation that appeals to me. But again, anything design really, like I like to learn new things. Like I was saying, like learning Baja and then applying it. So, anywhere in really design, I would love to go. So
that's awesome. But you guys have also become movie stars, or at least they've been putting out episodes. So talk a little bit just about that and where people could learn more. If they're like, hey, this is intriguing, how do we learn more about what's going on?
Yeah, we've had, I think, 3 episodes now. Is that correct? YouTube. So there's a YouTube channel for Grace Baja. And so you can watch those episodes there. And these guys have done a great job putting those together, kind of detailing out the issues that we've been experiencing along the way, plus the successes along the way, which we have. It's been very successful. So it's really fun to go on there and watch and see what they're doing. Because and hopefully the next one, we'll see it pretty close to rolling, right? And so that's kind of the next step. And so we hope to have a really good one that kind of unveils the car, so that's coming up soon.
So go to YouTube, type in Grace College, you'll find the YouTube channel, and on there you can find the episodes of all the work you've been doing and behind the scenes, how it's put together. So great thing for you to just get a sense of how it's working, or if you've got a kid that is interested in engineering, a way for them to just sort of see practical application of what that might actually look like and be like. Well, thank you guys for joining the podcast. Thanks for what you're doing to represent Christ through engineering. That is something so important and valuable. And I get excited not just about this project, but what you're going to do with your lives to make a difference. And thanks to everyone for listening to the Grace Story podcast. Thanks for the marketing department in producing the podcast and the YouTube show they're talking about. If you can do us a favor, like, comment, subscribe, share this with others. And if you have questions, you can reach out to us at podcast@grace.edu. Until next time, live your best Grace Story today. Mm-hmm.